Hello and welcome to the special podcast featuring speeches from the installation reception for Sheila Rogers, 16th Chancellor of Queen's University, held at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts on November 11, 2024. The private reception featured several speakers and a special playlist curated by Chancellor Rogers herself. The reception was broadcast via CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston and streamed on CFRC.ca from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Welcome and enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Patrick Dean, Principal and Vice-Chancellor, and delighted to welcome you all here this evening for this celebration of the installation of Queen's 16th Chancellor, Sheila Rogers. To begin, let us acknowledge that Queen's University is situated on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. We are grateful to be able to live, to learn, to work, and to play on these lands. To acknowledge this traditional territory is to recognize its longer history, one predating the establishment of the earliest European colonies. It is also to acknowledge this territory's significance for the indigenous peoples who lived and continue to live upon it, and whose practices and spiritualities were tied to the land and continue to develop in relationship to the territory and to its other inhabitants today. I'd add to this reflection some thoughts arising from this afternoon's installation, when we as a university were able to reflect on the loss of the Honourable Murray Sinclair, our Chancellor Emeritus, and to reflect also on his contribution not only to our institution and to Canada and to the process of reconciliation. I want to welcome everyone joining us on the live broadcast from CFRC. Welcome to all of you. And obviously, welcome to the noisy range of people gathered here today. My function is to be your MC, and I will say that it's not often that as MC at events of this sort, I experience fear. But I am experiencing fear at the moment because I'm about to introduce the first act tonight. It's a short program. The chair of the Board of Trustees, David Court, and our rector, Nikki Boychuk-Hale, have been concocting something. And you're about to see what it is. Please come on up.
The lights are bright. Where is she? There she is.
Where is she? Oh, there she
She's
is.
She's right there.
Don't go far away.
Sheila, you make this place feel like home. And after I first met you, I wondered, why do you feel so familiar? And before you all yell the obvious, she's a Canadian radio icon. I was born in the year 2000. I grew up playing outside and watching Disney. I was not listening to the radio. Which leads me to believe it's got to be something else. And I don't quite know how else to put it, but you're a breath of familiar fresh air for Queens. On behalf of my peers, about 28,000 students, thank you for showing up to us in this way.
I had the privilege of being on the search committee for the chancellor, and I just want to say, in an institution not always known for the speed at which committees make decisions, this happened at rocket speed because there was no one who wasn't thrilled at the prospect that that you would join us. So then, Nikki and I, what do we do?
So you're probably wondering, why is the rector and the board chair here together? We were originally told we had to do this separate, like an ordinary reception. But Sheila is extraordinary and so fun, and so we're going to have a little fun tonight.
And once we got together, I mean, what a challenge with an icon like Sheila. What could we do to possibly keep up? We will now try.
Here stands Sheila, Queen's new Chancellor Bright, with wit, with warmth, and intellect's light. From campus radio to CBC fame, she's lived her life in broadcasting's name.
At CFRC, she found her voice, and since then making storytelling her choice, a champion of authors, of tales far and near, over four decades, her voice we would hear.
Not just a broadcaster, let's make that clear. A mental health warrior with courage sincere. She speaks of struggle, she speaks of hope, helping countless others learn to cope.
In 2011, with pride on her face, she became an honorary witness to grace. The work of reconciliation, so deep and so true, a commitment she carries in all she'll do.
Now, as chancellor, back where it began, an alumna returned with a far-reaching plan. The first woman in years, and alumni too, Queens couldn't be prouder to welcome you.
She'll preside over convocation with style, conferring degrees with that Sheila smile. And to the students who feel nerves or fright, she'll offer her warmth to make things right.
Following Sinclair, the honorable past, she takes on a legacy noble and vast. With empathy, humor, and cheek just enough, Queens is ready. Sheila, take us to the tough.
So let's raise a cheer, a toast, maybe two, to our new chancellor, loyal and true. A woman of stories, strength and grace, with Sheila's chancellor, we've found our grace.
So here's to Sheila, with all our pride, Queens at your back and the world open wide.
With laughter and love, you've led from the start. Chancellor Rogers, Queens, thank you
from
with all of our heart.
Well, clearly there was no cause for fear. That was brilliant. Thanks, David. Thank you, Nikki. A wonderful tribute to Sheila. And I have to say, it covered the ground. I had thought that my role was to lay out some of Sheila's extraordinary achievements that have brought her to this point. But they were covered in that fabulous, fabulous poem. I will just say, before I introduce Sheila and invite her to say a few words, recruiting for a new chancellor for Queen's is a remarkable privilege. As David said, the advisory committee is usually very, very clear on who its top candidate is, and then the principal is given the tough job of convincing that person to do a job which, as Murray Sinclair repeatedly pointed out to me, is entirely uncompensated. So when someone commits to it, and it is an extraordinary role because it's not just ceremonial and symbolic, it also involves very serious, significant work on board committees, on the board, and much more broadly across the institution. I can say I'm very privileged to have been involved in recruiting three of Queen's chancellors. David Dodge was my first. I did that right in front of the big cash portrait of Winston Churchill at the Chateau Laurier. Which was subsequently stolen, although neither by me nor by David, I'm sure. And then, more recently, I remember the search committee was unanimous in suggesting that Murray would be the ideal chancellor, and I had the pleasure of calling him up and asking him. And then, Sheila, and again, as David said, incredible commitment and unanimity from the committee. And I called up Sheila, and you know, because it is a challenging role, you expect people to say, well, I don't know, I've got this and that and the other and these commitments. But Sheila indicated immediately an interest in doing it. And I said, well, you must go away and think a bit. And she did, but briefly took the time to have a conversation with Chancellor Murray Sinclair, and then I was delighted to hear back from her that she was willing to take it on. Sheila, thank you. I think these are going to be extraordinary years. We already saw today your comfort and ease in the ceremonial part of the job. But we've also already had many demonstrations of all the work you will do in the Queen's community that will strengthen it, bring it together, and certainly set us on a path for a great future. So, please, can I invite Sheila Rogers to come and say a few words?
Patrick, thank you, Nikki and David. David, it's your birthday. I'm going to write you a little poem for your birthday. But thank you, so kind of you, and thank you all for coming. It's lovely to see so many people, and a lot of my life is represented here as well. It is interesting, Patrick. I didn't say an immediate yes, but I did express interest indeed. And then I did call Murray, bless his heart, and he suggested the amount you should be paying me every year, maybe even every month. But he gave me excellent advice and essentially said, "Why wouldn't you?" So, and I couldn't really think of any reasons. I had 7 years of, as I said, chancellating at the University of Victoria. So I had a pretty good idea of what a chancellor does. But if you were to ask me, I still don't really know, because it's different at every university. And you can make of it what you will. There are things, I love this place. I studied here. I think some of my teachers might be here. Certainly some of my very early colleagues, like the painter Chris Broadhurst, is here this evening. Wendy Robbins, who is in my history class, History 121. People who I've known for a very long time and have really supported me through my career and also through my life. So it's definitely a feeling of homecoming. Beyond chancellating, I have some evil causes that I would really like to ignite at Queen's, and truth, healing, and reconciliation is certainly one. I was amazed at Kent Monkman laying down the gauntlet this afternoon to see that nobody had read, none of the graduating students had read the Truth and Reconciliation summary even. So I think as the students are graduating, perhaps they'd like to receive a copy of the summary as part of their graduation package, and I think we can make that happen. Mental health, I was involved a little bit in Thrive Week last week. I'm really thrilled to see what Queen's is doing in that respect. Oh, and back to Murray for a second. I said to him, you know, it's really, I think it's kind of shameful of you that you are allowing the other Murray Sinclair to support Queen's in this way, $25 million. And he said, "It's not the other, that's me. And I don't want you interfering with his identity." So he was a lot of fun. But there are people here, I promise I won't get maudlin, but my grade 8 educator is here today, right there. Yes, you did. You absolutely did.
You've got a gem.
Well, that's very kind of you, Vern. Thank you. He's somebody who imagined otherwise. And the first thing he asked us kids to do in grade 8 was to take our desks and ring them around the rooms, around the walls, so that we weren't sitting in rows, that we were sitting essentially in a circle. There was no back row, no front row. And then one of the first things, and Vern reminded me of this at lunch, that he asked us to do, because we each had a Bible in our desk. The Gideon Bible was in our desk. And he said, "All right, we need to know, how tall was Goliath?" And, you know, it's never really mentioned, is it, Vern? No. So he had me lie on the floor and like maybe measure 5 more of me, right? And that might be the height that Goliath was. Vern was an educator, and I think, like the teachers I had at Queen's, the professors I had at Queen's, educare, to lead out of. It's in us. We have a thirst to learn. We have a superpower of curiosity. You really brought that out in us. I know I may have other teachers, professors who were here as well. I do have to also acknowledge Vern would kidnap us and take us to the National Gallery without parental permission. Imagine, we'd walk from Glashan. We did, that's true, but it was. And you sewed your own bell bottoms and knit your own Icelandic sweaters. I know you did. But we'd go and see Morris Escher and some of the etchings of Morris Escher. Then he'd have us come back and make our own optical illusions using letters of the alphabet. So you never forget a great educator. And there are so many. Thank you for coming, Vern. There are so many here at Queen's. I also really want to acknowledge Steve Cutway and Nancy Cutway. Steve was the manager at CFRC, and I don't know what I would have done in my life without CFRC. So Steve, we have a round of applause. Dinah, you can lead this. And also Dave Cunningham, who got me my first job, a paid job, job. In radio, and who was a brilliant host as well and has a magnificent podcast about life in Kingston and personalities in Kingston. So Dave, thanks to you as well. We have donors here that I would like to thank and that I would like to get to know better, I won't lie. And I think we've got some really wonderful projects in mind, and it's not an easy time. But with your support, we're going to make it and make the story of Queen's even better, even stronger. One of the questions I had with Patrick is Queen's as great as Queen's thinks it is? I want to answer that in the affirmative. And we can work hard to do that together. There are things that need fixing. We will do it. And it's going to be fun, damn it. It will. But thank you for this opportunity. As I said, Chancellor Lightning striking twice is very unusual. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be Chancellor of my alma mater, and also to serve with Patrick Dean and David Court and Nikki and past board chairs like Mary Wilson Trider. This is a wonderful... It's a wonderful organism. That reminds me of the time on CKWS I called an organism something else. just missing one syllable. But thank you again. Thank you for your support. And if you have any ideas, please bring them my way, and we'll see what we can do to make this place as great as we think it is. Thank you. Is this a standing ovation?
Well, thanks very much, Sheila. We did promise you that this would be a very short program, so that was it. Please enjoy yourselves.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering.